This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a radio report on the 15th edition of Aero India.
A full glass cockpit with a head-up display system enables the pilot to be aware of its position and potential at all times.
That's, ladies and gentlemen, 30 tons of machinery and two men stationary in the sky. And now the aircraft slides down.
That was a slice of spectacular air display which was part of Asia's biggest air show inaugurated by Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh at the Yelahanka Air Force Station in Bengaluru on February 10, 2025. In his inaugural address, Rajnath Singh exuded confidence that Aero India showcases the country's industrial capability and technological advancements to the world, while further strengthening symbiotic relations with friendly countries. He told the defense minister, senior officials, representatives of foreign original equipment manufacturers present on the occasion that their cooperation with India is crucial for global peace, prosperity and stability.
Our research and development initiatives, startups, MSMEs, scientists tatha engineers aaj jo technological edge hamari defense manufacturing ko pradan kar rahe hain wo na sirf abhutpurv hai balki world class bhi hai. Innovation ke kshetra mein ab hum pehle se kahin zyada tezi se काम कर रहे हैं आज भारत में जो एक वाइब्रेंट और थ्राइविंग डिफेंस इंडस्ट्री का इकोसिस्टम बना है उसके पीछे हमारे माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में हमारी सरकार द्वारा एक कंसर्टेड सस्टेन्ड और वेल थॉट आउट रोड मैप भी है ऐतिहासिक तौर पर डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रियल सेक्टर को भारत में एक नॉन इकोनॉमिक सेक्टर की तरह देखा जाता रहा था इसे नेशनल इकोनॉमी के कंपोनेंट के रूप में नहीं देखा जाता था बल्कि राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के मद्देनजर सिर्फ एक अनअवॉइडेबल नेसेसिटी के तौर पर देखा जाता रहा है माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में पिछले 10 वर्षों में हमने इसमें एक पैराडाइम शिफ्ट लाया है हमारा प्रयास है कि एग्रीकल्चर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इंडस्ट्री इत्यादि सेक्टर्स की तरह डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रियल सेक्टर भी एक इकोनॉमिक सेक्टर की तरह देखा जाना चाहिए यह सेक्टर ओवरऑल इकोनॉमी के साथ फुल्ली इंटीग्रेटेड हो कुल मिलाकर हमारी मुहिम का एक प्रमुख उद्देश्य डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रियल सेक्टर का इकोनॉमिक मेन स्ट्रीमिंग करना भी है टुडे इंडियन डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रियल सेक्टर इज ए मोटर पावरिंग द ग्रोथ इंजन ऑफ द इंडियन इकोनॉमी
The defense minister listed out that a number of high-tech products such as Astra, BVR missile, new generation Akash missile, autonomous underwater vehicle, unmanned surface vessel, Pinaka guided rocket are being manufactured within the country. He voiced the government's unwavering resolve to surpass ₹1.27 lakh crore defense production and 21,000 crore rupees defense exports figures and ensure that the defense sector moves ahead at an unprecedented pace. The government envisages that the defense production will exceed 1.60 lakh crore by the end of 2025-26 and defense exports will surpass ₹30,000 crore. On the first day, Rajnath Singh also inaugurated the Indian Pavilion, where more than 275 exhibits are being displayed through various mediums represented by complete defense ecosystem of the country, including defense PSUs, design houses and private companies, including MSMEs and startups. The exhibits at the central area include a striking display of Mark platforms including advanced medium combat aircraft AMCA, combat air teaming system and twin-engine deck-based fighter. The DRDO Indoor Pavilion at Hall D at Aero India is meticulously divided into 9 themes encompassing core areas of defense innovation. Speaking to Akashvani, DRDO DG Dr. B.K. Das on the exhibits in his pavilion.
Showcasing more than 300 technologies out here. See, today the mandate is DRDO should work on the present and the next generation technologies And those technologies are presented here with a single intention that all the industries, public and private, should see. They should not reinvent those technologies. They should use them for the next generation system which country looks forward to. So that has become another crowd pillar. And of course, we have created first time in the history probably a three-dimensional immersive reality show wherein for five minute shots explains about the next generation capability which India is going to have it. Believe me, it has been a crowd puller, and young minds have watched those 3D immersive reality movies and they're thrilled to come and work with us for DRDO for the next generation India.
For the first time, a full-scale model of India's fifth generation fighter jet advanced medium combat aircraft AMCA is on display in the India Pavilion of Aero India Show. The Deputy Project Director of AMCA from ADA DRDO, Balaji, has spoken about this flagship program.
A structural prototype here, it is not a display model, it is an engineering model manufactured 1:1 with the actual flight-worthy materials, with the actual manufacturing processes, and finally we have created a strong ecosystem in the private industries. The objective of this aircraft is to build the aircraft with a lot of private industries that we could able to achieve today actually. Advanced sensors are there again into it, advanced weapons. The weapons are all integrated to meet the stealth requirements. It is internal weapon bay actually. ESA intake is a diverterless supersonic intake with having serpentine shape actually to meet the stealth requirement. The shaping is being covered to ensure that the RCS has a lower value so that the enemy radar should not detect, means they detect the our AMCA actually. We could able to manufacture the entire aircraft with the help of the private industries.
In the India Pavilion, Major Raj Prasad from the Army Design Bureau. He is a Service Innovation Officer in the Indian Army Corps of Engineers. He has developed groundbreaking innovations that could redefine battlefield tactics. He has to his credit the development of 12 cutting-edge military technologies, 4 of which have already been inducted into the Indian Army. While speaking to Akashwani, he said about these innovations.
I am involved in developing indigenous technologies in the Indian Army. Until now, I have developed around 12 innovations, out of which 4 are inducted in the Army. I joined Indian Army after my BTEC and MTEC, and being an engineer myself, having understood the combat requirements of Indian Army, the aim was to develop some technologies that can bridge the gap between technology and the tactics. 2 innovations, Exploder, which is a remotely operated vehicle for ID disposal. So this is under induction. This can be used as a kamikaze board for counter-insurgency and counter-terrorism operation also. The other innovation is called Mobile Reactive Mine System. World over, all the landmines are persistent mines, pressure-actuated. But this is a futuristic type of mine that can move across in a battlefield, detect the targets, go near them and blast. Apart from this, there are 3 other innovations which I've developed and which are presently inducted in the Army. One is called Vidyut Rakshak. It is an IoT-enabled generator monitoring, protection and control system. All the generators that Indian Army has lakhs of generators. If you have seen Ukraine-Russia battle, the first thing to be hit was the power grid. The moment power grid got hit, everything banked onto generators. So today we have lakhs of generators. How are we going to efficiently and effectively use them, integrate them? So that is the innovation with Vidyut Rakshak. So that can be integrated with any type of generator, independent of type, make, rating and vintage. And all generators in a location can be integrated from and controlled from a single platform. It is already inducted in Northern Command, in JNK now. In Eastern Command, induction is under progress. Another innovation called Wireless Electronic Detonation Circuit has been developed. We also have a remote version of it called Agniastra. Both of them are inducted in the Army.
Speaking to Akashwani, Major Raj Prasad shared his views on the vision of Atmanirbharata and how to make it a mission.
There are 2 levels. One is at the executive level, the government level, they have a vision, Atmanirbharata. So how is that Atmanirbharata going to happen at the functional level? Having a vision is good, but converting that vision into a mission, you need to have functional people like us, the innovators, the academia, the industry, the startup ecosystem to come together. All of them are stakeholders in this game, right? While that is being done on one hand, your policies and procedures should also go hand in hand to support that. So I can develop a technology within a span of 2-3 years, for example. The time frame for the technology to be absorbed into the tactical level, procurement procedures, your research and development policies, transfer of technology policies, how the technology is going to be driven from innovation to induction. That clarity needs to be there. It should be fast-paced. It should be fast-track procedure. Policies should be such that it is tech-friendly, because technology leapfrogs than your procedures and policies. By the time you develop a technology and get it inducted, the technology itself changes. That is where we are. So we need to leapfrog. What I would rather recommend is that high time we start doing talent pooling and skill management. We need to pool talent in one place. We should have an in-house R&D vertical within all services. We should have within all government departments, so that core R&D team is functioning. It is spinning the wheel. Man, nurturing talent is one of the most important things that as a country we need to do.
The three engineering graduates and friends Anirudh Sharma, Rahul Rawat and Tanveer Ahmed had started Digantara, a startup in space applications. They have built Scott satellite that was launched recently to space. This satellite scans objects in orbit, captures its images and maps all the objects present in space. It tracks space debris that will help managing space traffic in the years ahead. The startup Digantara was mentioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program. While speaking to Akashwani, one of the partners of Digantara, Tanveer Ahmed, who is the Chief Technology Officer, he spoke about his startup and about his experience meeting Prime Minister.
We have launched satellites, we have built rockets. I think the question next is, can we build 10 satellites, 10 rockets in a month and 100 satellites in a month? I think that is where private industry will try to answer those questions. And Digantara is satellite tracking technology. We are ensuring that as we utilize space as a resource to put satellites, we continue the utilization of space and ensure the sustainability in space both together. So that's what we are doing. We had the first opportunity to meet the Prime Minister at the inauguration event of NSpace. It was really perfect session. We spent more than 5 minutes from us. That was the first interaction with him personally that I had. And that's a moment that I would never forget. And very delighted to know that country's leadership is not only thinking about space technology, it is also thinking about creating a regulatory layer about space technology and also seeing how the regulatory stack and the tech stack can be integrated to create a very powerful data-driven decision-making mechanism at PMO and the highest level for country at decision-making. So that conversation with Prime Minister was something very interesting.
Speaking to Akashwani, Tanveer Ahmed spoke about the IDEX challenge for startups started by the Ministry of Defense.
IDEX is a simplified front-end for development of technologies for the forces, wherein all process of creating a statement of case is nothing more than a paragraph. And once that is created, IDEX has a complete tested procedures where problem to solution can be bought within 2 years' time frame. So I think that is where IDEX's pivotal role to play in accelerating the technology development that is needed for forces.
Aero India show is open for public today and tomorrow. Public who visited Air Force Station were visibly impressed by the spectacular air display by Surya Kiran, our own indigenously built Tejas Mark 1A, Su-30 MKI and upgraded Jaguar, among others. Asia's largest military aviation exhibition showcasing India's progress in indigenization and innovation was frequented by thousands today. The mega event will conclude tomorrow, leaving behind a runway to a billion opportunities.
You are listening to a radio report on the 15th edition of Aero India. Scripting and narration by Akashwani correspondent H.R. Sudhindra. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.